Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, and this is Cool 100 in the morning. No. Oh, I can't even. I am driving home from an early morning workout. For those of you that don't know, live out in the country now. My workouts are about 30, 40 minutes into the city, and I do not sacrifice my legree workout. So wake up at 4 a.m., I take the hike out here, and I actually love the time that I get to spend in the car alone with my thoughts. And every once in a while, I will grab my handy dandy portable mic and I will take you on the road with me, because I sometimes do my best thinking while I'm driving. And also, it is a good use of my time when I know that there is a busy day ahead. And so that's what's happening today. I have a full day scheduled. Watson is participating in a spelling bee, which he's not thrilled about, but it's good for him. It's good for him to be challenged. It's good for him to do something that he knows isn't a strength of his, but like to stand up there and to try and to likely fail. Not that I'm like counting him out, but I know where his natural strengths are. And reading, at least right now, and spelling is just like, it's not like something that he loves. And so it's also not something that he's like excelling at, but the experience itself is going to be great. And so that's what we've got on the docket later this morning. So here's what I want to talk with you all about today. I'm so, so excited to share this episode with you and to talk about this with you, which is probably why I was like, I'm gonna do this in the morning. I'm gonna do this on the road, because I just couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to get this in your hands. We are talking about the journaling lab coming up. So if you are not on my email list, first off, go to the show notes and sign up for the email list, because I communicate a lot through there, talk to you about fun life updates, things that I'm planning, things that I'm doing. Sometimes I give parenting advice, life advice. Like I put it all there. It's a nice hodgepodge of just good stuff. So the journaling lab that I'm referring to is something that I have never done before, but something that I'm just so excited about, because it makes perfect sense for this to be in my world. And the reason I say that is because journaling has been something that I have done religiously for over a decade now. And it's so important for me to like go back in time and talk about when I first started journaling, because it truly was a pivotal moment in my life. I didn't even know that it was a pivotal moment in my life when I started journaling, but looking back and kind of watching, being able to see in retrospect how things changed for me, how things continued to unfold because of this practice, is like mind-blowing. And I want to share this gift with the world. Journaling is something that we hear talked about, at least I hear, like in the space that I'm in, like you should journal, you should have a gratitude practice, you should do all these things. And it sounds really, really nice. And if you just go into it with that understanding, like this is good for you, this is going to make you feel better, this is going to be a great way to reconnect with yourself, like you're going to do it, it's going to be great. But if you're not bought in to the idea of all of the possibilities and all of the benefits of what a journaling practice can do, and also like why it can do these things, it might be something that you try here and there, or it might be something that you just like never have the motivation or desire to do. And I don't want you to miss out on something that can change your life. So years and years ago, I didn't even realize that I was like starting a personal development journey when I did this, but I remember, and I still have my very, very first journal entry. And it started in a way where I didn't even realize I was journaling, right? I remember that I was in a place in life where I just had this like feeling inside of me that there was more to life. There was more to life. There was something that I was missing. There was like something that I was supposed to be doing. There was just like this desire, this passion, like burning inside of me. And I couldn't understand what it could be, what it was, and I had no idea where to look. Because objectively, when I zoomed out and looked at what I was doing in my life, like on paper, I had every reason to feel fulfilled or satisfied and happy. Anthony and I had just started, well, we were a few years into dating at this point, and madly in love, so fulfilled in that relationship. I was I in graduate school at this point? Maybe just wrapping up undergrad. And I think I knew I was going into graduate school, and I was very satisfied with where like my career was going and kind of like where my focus was. I knew I was on the right path, and I really wasn't that concerned with like exactly what it was going to look like, but I knew I was on the right path. So I'm like, that's not something that I want to mess with. That's not the thing that's missing. And, you know, relationships in my life were good. And so I just remember thinking like, man, I shouldn't feel this way, but I do. And like, not from a place of judging myself, like, oh, you know, making myself feel bad about how I was feeling, but like objectively looking at my life and being like, man, what is it? Where is this stirring inside of me coming from? And I couldn't figure it out on my own. I'm inside of my head. I'm just like, it's rolling around, it's racing around, and I just couldn't figure it out. So what I did was I pulled out my Sony Vaio, however you pronounce it, computer, and I typed in the search line, how to live a meaningful life, which you might recognize because that is my sign off every single time I record this podcast. And I remember typing that in and just being like, let's, you know, somebody tell me how to like feel like my life is meaningful, how to feel like my life has purpose. Maybe this will be the answer to this stirring inside of me. And of course, like back then, gosh, I don't even know if I was on social media, if I had social media, who knows, maybe Facebook from like college, but there were just blogs, right? That was the way that you got answers. It was like Google and then like blogs, and there were all these different articles about like how to live a fulfilling life and how to live a meaningful life and how to live on purpose and all of these things. And what I stumbled upon were these like challenges that, actually I think I made them into challenges for myself. It was like these, you know, 10 things to do to like live a meaningful life. And I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna do these things. And so every day I would choose one of these things off of the list and I would try it. Like I remember one of them was like, strike up a conversation with a stranger. And I think about this so often because like now, like talking to a stranger for me is just like, I don't know, that's what I do all day, every day. Walk up to people, you know, start a conversation, give them a compliment, ask them a question. Like that's just part of me and it feels natural and I love it and I love connecting with people. But there was a time where apparently that took some effort. And I remember feeling like this is a challenge. So what I would do is I would take on these challenges. And then at the end of the day, and sometimes at the end of the week, depending on what the challenge was, I would come home and I would write about it. I would write about how I felt. I would write about what happened. I'd write about what I was thinking about. I would write about all of it. And what I didn't realize I was doing is I was starting a journaling practice. And there's so many different ways that you can journal, and I'm gonna touch on that in a moment, but being able to have experiences and then take it out of my brain and see it on paper and untangle it and understand it in a different way and just like look at it. Look at it almost like a third party person, like, here's me having my experience. Here are these experiences that are rolling around in my head. Now I'm going to put it on paper and just observe it and, like, get curious about why it felt that way. You know, why I might have done this instead of that. Like, get curious about all of it. It allowed me to see those experiences in such a deeper way. And it was the catalyst. It was the beginning point for me starting to understand myself. And I think for a really long time, I've always moved through life in a very authentic, genuine to me way, just being who I am, showing up in the world as who I am. And so that always just was very natural for me, but I never really gave a lot of thought to, like, why I moved that way and how I made decisions and why I was doing what I was doing. So when I started journaling, I didn't know that's what I was doing, but I started to really connect with myself and connect the dots and be like, oh, this is why you do that. This is how you feel when you think that. This is how you act when you're feeling this way. Oh, this makes so much sense. And so it really started to just, like, connect the dots for me and help me understand me better. That was, like, the foundation for me. I'm like, oh, all right, girl, I see you. I understand you. Like, it was this coming together of, like, me and me kind of moment. And so that's how it all started for me. And then, you know, fast forward, like, I really just continued to lean in to this documentation of my life. And I would give myself challenges. I still have my first actual journal entry where it wasn't just, like, writing about a challenge, but it was me deciding I am going to, my New Year's resolution was to journal every day for the year. And I still have that very first journal entry. And it's so cool to look back on the things that were relevant in my life, the challenges that I had back then, the way that my brain worked, the way that I, you know, thought through things. And it's cool for multiple reasons. One of my favorite things to do, my favorite pastimes, is to literally just sit there and observe my own personal growth. And another like cool part of just going back in time and reading journal entries is to notice the resiliency, right? And I guess that's part of the personal growth, but it's also part of, like, this self-trust that you continue to develop when you see things that you've gone through and overcome, and then you're like, wow, I did that, and I'm going to continue to do that, and look how much stronger I am now. And, you know, all the other things that come into play as you continue to ideally grow through life. So my journaling practice went from, like, you know, giving myself these challenges and reflecting on them to then just kind of, like, free journaling and just talking about my day, recapping my day, putting my thoughts on paper. And then I found guided journals, which was like, I mean, this was just such a catalyst for me. So if you don't know what a guided journal is, I have one that I have literally recommended to, like, hundreds of people, mainly, and through this podcast, probably thousands. But this journal, and I'll link it in the show notes, because till the day I die, I will sing the praises of this journal. And it's funny because, as far as I know, they only have one version of it, but I have bought the same version of it at least 3 times and gone through it 3 separate years because I enjoy the prompts so much. And how cool is it to have 3 different years with the same questions, and they weren't even consecutive years, but to, like, have the questions side by side and to see how differently I answered them just based on that year, based on phase of life. So cool. So I will link that journal in the show notes. But anyways, guided journal entries, guided prompts, took my journaling practice to another level. And the reason that worked so well for me is because it gave my brain a very specific question to focus on. And then to, like, you know, it was a question that I wouldn't have asked myself, you know? And so then I could answer this question, and then I would, like, just kind of sit with it and look at how I answered it and maybe why I answered it. So it's like I'm answering a question that I wouldn't have asked myself, and I'm exploring that question in a deeper way because I've got to fill this page, depending on how much space they gave you. And also, like, I've got to think about why I'm answering it this way and what other experiences I've had that are like influencing how I'm answering this, and all of these different pieces. So as I'm answering this, I'm also connecting further to myself, understanding myself better. And in a lot of ways, depending on the journal prompts, there was a fair amount of healing happening. So I loved these journal prompts for self-discovery, for healing. Sometimes it would be problem solving. Sometimes it would provide clarity. Sometimes it would help me, like, you know, just get some like motivation or desire. Like, it would help me set goals just based on what was coming up for me and what was like kind of stirring inside of me. And so the guided journal practice really took my journaling experience to another level. And because of this practice that I started over a decade ago, of just like being with my own thoughts, putting them on paper, thinking about what I'm thinking about, thinking about what I'm feeling, thinking about what I've experienced, like diving in and like peeling back the layers, because of that, it has led me to where I am now, because I understand myself so deeply and I know how to be with myself. I know how to like show up for me. I know how to support me. I know how to lead me, all because of a journaling practice. And so years and years and years ago, I was on this track to be a school counselor. And then that shifted into a mental health counselor. And I did that for some time. And then like I moved into the life coaching space. And I don't want to downplay this. That only happened because of the understanding that I have of myself, the understanding of my needs and desires and fears and challenges and all of that. And I could not untangle that in my brain. And also, I couldn't even untangle it effectively always with other people. And so one of the coolest things about journaling, and I'm gonna get to the journaling lab here in a moment and really like unpack what that's gonna be and what that's gonna look like. But one of the coolest things about journaling, especially in the way that I'm gonna be doing it in the lab, is that it pushes you to explore questions further than you're used to. So if I were to ask you a question, say, what is your biggest challenge in your life right now? If I were to ask you that question in person, you might give me maybe a 30 second to 1 minute answer, right? And that might even feel long. You might be like, okay, I should stop talking. But if I said to you, you have to answer that question and you have to write about it for 5 minutes, I want you to think about where your brain would have to go to continue to come up with more information to elaborate, explain, understand, to fill up that time. And that is where we have so much opportunity for deeper understanding, deeper connection, and growth, like with ourselves, because our brain is just wired to be very efficient. So when we ask it a question, it's going to float up the most easily available answer, and it's going to be the answer that you consciously already know, and you like have rinse and repeated, like, oh yeah, I already know the answer to this, here it is, duh. But when you push it to say like, what else, we need more, we've got 5 more minutes to fill here, it has to continue to explore other options, and it has to stretch itself, and it has to look in places and look in different directions that it hasn't looked before. And that is where the deeper self-discovery and connection and understanding and growth happens. It's in those little spaces. And so that, in a really big way, is what's going to happen in the journaling lab. We are going to come together, and now I'm going to introduce the journaling lab. We are going to come together, and we are going to, as a group, journal together. I will be providing prompts for the journaling session. Depending on the day, there might be one, there might be two, there might be three. Sometimes I'll let you pick, sometimes I'll have you do all of them. But the way it's going to happen is, you're going to get this prompt, and there's going to be a set amount of time to journal on this, and we're all going to do it together quietly. We're going to be in the space where everyone is thinking and everyone is reflecting and everyone is like turning inward and not feeling rushed or judged or like there's a right or wrong answer. It's just like you and you. Let's go. Let's understand. Let's answer. Let's heal. Let's solve. Let's connect. That's what's going to be happening in those moments. And then after we do that, we're going to come back together and we're going to reflect. And this part is completely optional. So like, you can come into this journal lab, camera off, microphone muted, just listen to the prompts, be in the space, answer the questions, and like, that's it. Or you can come into the lab and you can, you know, answer the questions and then turn your camera on or turn your mic on, and you can be a part of this conversation where you're sharing things that came up for you. And as we share our connections and our insights and our reflections, it's going to help other people challenge their thinking or take their thinking to another level or deepen answers that they might have that they've never even like thought about that way. And all alongside of that, I'm going to be holding the space. I'm going to be doing some coaching. It's going to be light coaching. I'm not going to go into the full on coach mode, because really this is about facilitating this like very, very precious space. But I do think that there's a very important piece of taking this journaling practice to the next level, where we can have these questions that we answer, and then we can have someone help us understand what's coming up for us, or look at it from a different perspective, or push us a little bit further, especially if our brain is just kind of rinse and repeating the same thing that it's been telling itself for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, right? So that's going to be the format of it. We come together. I provide the prompts. We write together. And then we reflect, and you either share or you listen or you leave, right? You can leave whenever it feels complete for you. But I highly encourage people to stay and share and at least listen, even if they aren't going to engage in that way. So that's the way that the journaling lab is going to unfold. I'm so excited about this, because I think that the more that we can come together as a community to do all things in life, specifically things that require us to push ourselves a little bit further, to be maybe vulnerable with ourselves, to understand ourselves on a deeper level, the more that we can do that together, the further that we go together. Because there's only so much that we can do individually. And I think sometimes personal development work, self-discovery work can feel a little bit isolating. And sometimes it's something that we have resistance to doing, or we put off, and it's like, oh, I would rather just, you know, Netflix and chill, or I'll just like watch TV, or I'll just scroll on social media. But when we have a set time where it's like, you know, 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, I sit down for 60 minutes and I explore myself in a different way, and I connect with myself in a new way, and maybe I get some clarity or get some direction, or at the very least just leave that space feeling more peaceful because I've connected with myself and poured into myself for at least 1 hour that day. Like, that's big, and we need that. We all need that, and we don't realize oftentimes how much we need that until we do it and we're like, oh my gosh, did I need that? So that is the purpose of the lab. And I'm so excited to bring this to you, because it's something that I truly feel like, if this was a tool that was taught earlier in life, so many of us would know ourselves on such a deeper level earlier on. And I think so often about, you know, how many people I come into contact with who are, and it doesn't even matter how old they are. I was going to say like in their 20s, but like, I talk to a lot of women who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s who are still like, I don't even know who I am, right? I don't know what I want. I don't know why I move through life in this way, or any of these other intricate pieces of ourselves that we've just been kind of doing on autopilot, because that's how I've always done it, or that's what I've seen done. And so I think so deeply about what life would be like for me, for these other people, if journaling was something that was just like, yeah, we know how to do this, we know different ways to do it, and we keep ourselves accountable to doing it at least every so often. Right now, I'm doing something really cool within my son's homeschool co-op, where I'm teaching the 6 and 7 year olds emotional regulation. I'm calling it the social and emotional development class. So we're doing so much in there. And one of the biggest things that they don't even realize that we're doing is I'm teaching them how to journal. So at the start of the semester, I got every single one of these little kiddos their own little journal. And since they're little, I don't expect them to come and sit down and write a little even paragraph about how they're feeling or what's going on with them that day. But what I do expect them to do and what I have them do is to sit down at the start of every class and to draw a picture of how they're feeling. That's all they have to do. Every single time we come together, I ask them to, you know, tap in to themselves, recognize how they're feeling that day, and then we go around and we share. And so as they share what they're feeling, then I get to ask them why. And then they'll tell me a story about things that happen, and really I get to help them point out that the way that they're feeling is coming from how they're thinking about what's happened, but it's very like, it's in a very natural way, especially for these 6 and 7 year olds. But the most important part of this is that they are getting this opportunity and getting this practice to slow down, ask themselves what they're feeling, and then put it on paper and to see it and to like look at it and be like, oh, that makes sense that today I'm kind of like all over the place and I've got a lot of energy and I don't want to sit down, because like now I can see on this paper I'm feeling really excited, or I'm feeling really sometimes they put stuff down like jittery, or sometimes they'll put like draw two pictures because they're feeling like two different emotions, which is so cool to continue to help them see and understand what's happening inside of them and why. So this is why I'm so passionate about journaling, because it helps us understand ourselves deeper. It helps us reveal to ourselves our own wisdom. It helps us come up with our own solutions. No one else knows what you need to be doing in life better than you. All of the wisdom for what you need, what you don't need when it comes to healing or growing or, you know, pushing yourself to the next level or whatever it might be, all of that is inside of you. But we have to ask ourselves the right questions. And most often, we're not asking ourselves any questions, or if we are, they're not very useful questions. So journaling in this way, having these guided prompts, having the space, having the accountability is going to allow you to ask yourself these questions, answer them, reflect, and to really get this practice, hopefully, and this consistency of doing it on a regular basis. So that is what I wanted to share with you today, my friends. I like I said, I'm so, so excited to put this out in the world. There's going to be a link in the show notes to sign up for this journaling lab. I can't promise you the frequency or the dates and times yet. That is in the process, but I can tell you based on when this episode is being released, it's going to be coming up in the lab is going to open. We're going to start this in the next few weeks, and I will have a variation of times. There'll be a morning time slot and there'll be an evening time slot. So check it out. Sign up. There is no commitment. You can do it once. You can do it every single time, but I encourage you to give this a try. This is something that absolutely has the potential, the capability to change your life, to change you, to change what you're doing, what you're not doing. So let's do this. The Journaling Lab, the Journaling Collab, I'm so excited to bring this to you. So that's what I have for you today, my friends. As I say each and every time, let's live a meaningful life, my friends, and we'll chat soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.